Marlowe, Smollett Story: Example of Fake News Attempts to Villainize MAGA Country. By Pam Key on December 10, 2021. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption, said Friday on Newsmax TV's Stinchfield that the Jussie Smollett story is an example of the left weaponizing fake news to villainize MAGA country. Anchor Grant Stinchfield said, "They got called out. They were proven to be liars, the media and Jussie Smollett. Which is why I say, Alex, this really is a bigger story than just Jussie Smollett. It really typifies what the media does and perfects." Marlowe said, "I do see this as a bigger piece of a larger puzzle. A fake news machine that generates one hysteria after the next. This was one of a slew, from the Kavanaugh hoax to the Covington hoax to one after the next to the Bubba Wallace fake news, the very fake news of Bubba Wallace. All of these are related. It's like a machine the way they turn it out. The Democrats and the corporate media are all in on it every step of the way. And they rarely say sorry or roll heads when the story blows up." He continued, "With the left, they believe that the ends justify the means. And if the end is villainizing Trump, villainizing MAGA country, then they're willing to lie, cheat and steal in order to do that. You and I, we have our priorities. Our priorities will put truth well ahead of whatever agenda it may lead to. That's not so with Robin Roberts and Michael Strahan and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and all these Hollywood actors and the New York Times and all these places that took Jussie Smollett. It's patently absurd story seriously." Marlowe explained, "We're a threat to the way things are run in this country, which is a system where the super elite try to control more and more of our lives. We're seeing it right now, with some of these mandates that are put in place, which are designed to control people, to erase federalism and ultimately erase America's founding documents and founding principles. That is what Andrew Breitbart started writing about over a decade ago. That's the legacy we continue at Breitbart.com to try to expose this." He added, "The media is not simply a liberally biased organism. It is weaponized against Donald Trump, against MAGA country, the real MAGA country." Marlowe concluded, "If we don't wise up to this very quickly and use whatever tools in our toolkit to expose them and fight back, then they will get more power than they already have." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.